Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Sempra, ticker SRE, a major player in the energy infrastructure and utility space. If you're looking to understand whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and more. Let's get started. So what's the big picture with Sempra? This isn't just another utility company. Based out of San Diego, California, Sempra operates as an energy services holding company with a footprint in the U.S. and internationally. They've got their hands in regulated utilities, natural gas infrastructure, and even LNG, liquefied natural gas projects, which are becoming a hot topic with global energy demands shifting. I've been keeping an eye on Sempra for a while now, and with their latest earnings beating expectations, I thought it's the perfect time to break down what's driving this company and whether it's a solid long-term investment. Let's start with the basics about Sempra. Founded in 1998, Sempra has grown into a powerhouse with over 16,000 employees and a market cap of around $61 billion as of the latest figures. They operate through key subsidiaries like San Diego Gas and Electric and Southern California Gas Company, serving millions of customers. What's interesting is their diversification. They're not just about delivering electricity and gas. They're heavily invested in energy infrastructure, including LNG export facilities, which positions them well for future energy trends. Their CEO, Jeffrey Martin, has been steering the ship with a focus on grid modernization and renewable integration, which we'll touch on later. For now, just know that Sempra plays in the diversified utility space within the broader utilities sector, and they've got a beta of 0.7, meaning they're less volatile than the market, a nice trait for conservative investors. Now, let's talk revenue. Where's the money coming from? Looking at their 2024 fiscal year breakdown, Sempra pulled in about $12.96 billion in total revenue. When we slice it by product segments, electricity contributed around $4.51 billion, while their Southern California gas segment was the big hitter at $7.31 billion. Geographically, the U.S. dominates with $11.62 billion of that revenue, while Mexico chips in with about $1.56 billion. What stands out here is how much they rely on their domestic operations, especially through regulated utilities. This gives them stability, but it also means they're tied to regulatory changes and regional demand patterns. Still, their exposure to natural gas and growing LNG interests could be a game changer as global energy needs evolve. Moving on to earnings, Sempra's recent performance has been pretty impressive. For Q4 2025, they reported earnings per share of $1.28, which blew past the consensus estimate of $1.03. That's a solid beat, though it's down a bit from $1.50 in the same quarter last year. Full year 2025 numbers show revenue at $13.71 billion and net income around $1.84 billion, translating to an EPS of $2.75. Compare that to 2024's EPS of $4.44 on $12.96 billion in revenue, and you can see some fluctuation, likely due to higher costs or one-off items. What's encouraging, though, is their consistent ability to outperform expectations, as highlighted in recent reports. Management seems focused on capital deployment and grid investments, which could drive future growth, even if near-term results show some volatility. Diving into some insights from their Q3 2024 earnings call, Sempra's leadership painted a clear picture of where they're headed. They highlighted strong adjusted EPS for the quarter and emphasized their capital plan, which is up 16% over the next 5 years. This is all about meeting rising power demand, think electrification and AI data centers, while also pushing into LNG exports. They're projecting a 12% adjusted EPS growth for 2026, backed by a $13 billion capital deployment. On the flip side, they acknowledged regulatory hurdles in California, especially around safety and affordability, but they're confident in navigating these challenges. It's clear they're playing the long game with infrastructure and reliability as core priorities. Let's break down the financial statements to get a clearer view of Sempra's health. Starting with the income statement, over the past few years, revenue has grown from $11.35 billion in 2020 to $13.71 billion in 2025, though there was a peak at $15.8 billion in 2023. Net income has been a bit of a roller coaster, hitting $3.93 billion in 2020, then dipping to $1.32 billion in 2021, before climbing back to $3.08 billion in 2023. On the balance sheet, total assets have ballooned to $96.6 billion in 2024 from $66.62 billion in 2020, showing heavy investment in infrastructure. However, liabilities are also up, with total debt to equity sitting at 1.15, which isn't alarming for a utility but worth watching. Cash flow-wise, operating cash flow for 2025 was a robust $4.577 billion, though free cash flow has been negative in recent years due to massive capital expenditures. Their current ratio of 1.59 signals decent liquidity, and a return on equity of 5.82% is modest but typical for the sector. Overall, Sempra's financials reflect a capital-intensive business with stable operations but pressured margins at times. So is Sempra overvalued or a bargain? Let's look at the numbers. At a current price of around $93.51, their trailing PE ratio is about 32.94, which is higher than the industry average of 18.55 for diversified utilities. That suggests the stock might be a bit pricey relative to peers. However, their forward PE for 2026 is projected at 18.34, dropping further to 13.12 by 2030, indicating analysts expect earnings growth to catch up with the price. Their price-to-sales ratio of 4.40 is also on the higher side, but with a dividend yield of 2.79%, you're getting a nice income stream while waiting for growth. Enterprise value sits at $96.8 billion, reflecting their heavy debt load. Comparing this to their market cap of $61 billion, you can see how much of their valuation is tied to future cash flows from infrastructure projects. My take? It's not a screaming buy based on current multiples, but if you believe in their growth story, especially LNG and grid modernization, it might justify the premium. Let's run through a SWOT analysis to weigh the pros and cons of investing in Sempra. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is solid. Recent earnings beats and a diversified portfolio across utilities and LNG give them stability and growth potential. They're also well-positioned for trends like electrification and data center demand. On the weaknesses front, their heavy reliance on regulated markets means they're at the mercy of policy changes, and wildfire risks in California remain a concern. Opportunities are huge. LNG export growth and renewable integration could be massive tailwinds, especially with their $13 billion capital plan. But threats loom large too. Regulatory challenges, especially in California, and potential volatility in energy markets could weigh on results. Overall, Sempra's got a strong foundation, but it's not without risks. Looking at recent performance, Sempra's stock has shown some decent momentum. Over the past week, it's up about 0.99%, and over the last month, it's gained 5.79%. Zooming out, the six-month return is a solid 13.53%, though the one-year return of 8.7% lags a bit behind the broader utility sector's 20.05% gain over the same period. Over 5 years, though, Sempra's up 52.54%, which is a nice return for a utility stock and outpaces the sector's 67.86%, but shows they're not the top performer in their space. On the chart, I'm seeing a steady uptrend with some consolidation recently. Could be a sign of a potential breakout if positive catalysts like LNG deals or earnings momentum kick in. For short-term moves, I'd watch for support around the $90 level. A break below could signal weakness, while a push above $95 might confirm bullish momentum. All right, let's wrap this up. Sempra is a fascinating play in the utilities and energy infrastructure space. They've got a stable base with their regulated utilities, a juicy dividend yield for income investors, and exciting growth prospects through LNG and grid investments. However, the high valuation and regulatory risks, especially in California, are real hurdles. For long-term investors, I think Sempra could be a solid hold if you're betting on energy transition trends, but I'd be cautious about jumping in at current levels. Maybe wait for a pullback or stronger earnings confirmation. What do you think? Are you bullish on Sempra, or are the risks too high? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button, and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, take care and happy investing.